successfully navigate today's ever-changing financial jungle. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend.
A marathon meeting of the leaders of France, Germany, Russia, and Ukraine has produced a ceasefire agreement. The fighting between Ukrainian troops and rebels backed by Moscow is supposed to stop at midnight Saturday. French President François Hollande is optimistic it will, but Sky News reporter Stuart Ramsey at the talks in Minsk, Belarus, tells us the parties have been down this road before.
There are still major concerns about whether the ceasefire will hold and whether the actual deals are really, really firmly guaranteed.
The agreement calls for concessions on both sides.
The withdrawal of heavy weapons, the eventual removal of all foreign fighters in the area, a change of the constitution in some of that eastern part of Ukraine.
During a distinguished half-century career with CBS News, 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon put his life on the line covering conflicts in Vietnam, the Middle East, and Northern Ireland. Ironically, he lost his life last night riding in the back seat of a livery car that crashed on New York City's West Side Highway. He was 73. Simon earned a stunning 27 Emmy Awards for reporting at home and from places like Fukushima, Japan.
The disaster seems to have stopped time. The clock shows 2:46, the moment the earthquake hit. And the damage...
We always knew that when Bob was on a story, we were going to hear insights and observations that took you there in a way that really made him special.
CBS News 60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Faker. In Washington, the House has joined the Senate in approving construction of the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline from Canada to Texas, despite a threatened veto by the president. $564 million divided by three. Powerball Lottery spokeswoman Sue Dooley.
There were three winning tickets sold, one in North Carolina, one in Puerto Rico, and one in Texas. So the three of them will split our $564.1 million.
An embattled governor is resisting calls for his resignation. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Sources say Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber did plan to step down after claims his fiance used his office to land contracts for her own consulting business. He even hastily called his would-be successor, Oregon Secretary of State, back from a conference in D.C. this week. But he insists.
Told her again my intention was not to resign.
Kitzhaber denies any wrongdoing. He won re-election by a wide margin in November.
Police in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, say a festering parking dispute led to the fatal shooting of two women and a man. All of the victims were Muslims. It's not clear if religious hatred fueled the crime.
46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks described himself on Facebook as, quote, a gun-toting atheist. His neighbors in the now-stunned condominium complex near the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, say he often seemed angry and was confrontational. His ex-wife says he showed, quote, no compassion at all for other people.
CBS's Jim Krasula. S&P futures are up 10 points. This is CBS News.
Last year, the pros at your Ford dealer performed the works over 3 million times. So you can be confident your Ford is getting expert service. Confident enough to wear red to a bullfight.
Here, boy.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Ford service. Go with confidence.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/15.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Once it seemed that everyone smoked, that's not the case now, but millions of Americans still do, and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato tells us the tobacco habit could shorten their lives.
Smoking may kill 60,000 more Americans every year than the government estimates. American Cancer Society researchers report that finding in the New England Journal of Medicine after studying evidence linking smoking to a number of diseases not formally considered by the Surgeon General. Epidemiologist Brian Carter says this study serves as a reminder that smoking is dangerous.
Even after 50 years of tobacco control, 18% of American adults still smoke.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge in Montgomery is scheduled to hold a hearing today on the refusal by some Alabama probate judges to hand out same-sex marriage licenses. Four couples who were turned away have filed suit. The state's chief justice told judges to ignore a Supreme Court order clearing the way for same-sex marriages. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Where do you think the strongest muscles in your body are? Abs? Biceps? They're in your eyes. But using a computer can strain them, causing headaches. Now, think about this. Your eye doctor has new technology to combat that. Isn't it time you thought about seeing an eye doctor yearly? Find a Think About Your Eyes doctor near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com and keep those muscles feeling fit. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
This morning on WCHL, thousands fill the pit at UNC on a chilly Wednesday evening to pay tribute to three young Muslim college students who were gunned down the day before in Chapel Hill, allegedly over a parking dispute. University and town leaders gathered at UNC to express their sorrow over the deaths of the three Muslim students last night.
I don't know of anything that is more difficult to experience than the loss of a young life.
And the wife of Craig Stephen Hicks, the man arrested on Tuesday night and charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death, denies that her husband was motivated by racial or religious hatred. These stories and much more plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And
the greatest patriarch of all time is being laid to rest today.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
33 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, and there is a little frost on the windshield, so it may be a little cooler than 33 where you are. I had to scrape a little frost off my windshield this morning, and I hope you take a little extra time to do that. Partly sunny today. Actually, a pretty nice day on the way. A chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. Rather breezy late in the day. Our high today about 48 degrees. Temperatures will actually fall into the low 40s this afternoon. Windy tonight. Clear and cold with a low down around 17. And the way the wind will be blowing, the wind chill factor will come into play as well. Thousands fill the pit at the university on a chilly Wednesday evening to pay tribute to three young Muslim college students who were gunned down the day before in Chapel Hill, allegedly over a parking dispute. Many, however, say they believe 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks committed a hate crime. WCHL's Danny Hooley attended last night's vigil and has this report.
فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله. The vigil began with UNC dental students in their white coats standing together in the center of the pit and holding candles in remembrance of their classmate Diashadi Barakat, his wife Yusr Muhammad Abu Salah, and her sister Razan Muhammad Abu Salah. There were several speakers, including town and university leaders, and friends and family of the three shooting victims. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt thanked everyone for coming out, including busloads of students from NC State and NC Central universities.
As is often the case at a time of tragedy, when you think that you're going to reach out to try to help people, you find that the people you're trying to help are the ones that, in fact, help you. That has been my experience today as I've talked with groups of students, with faculty, with Imam Abdullah, sitting in and watching the prayer ceremony, and even coming here tonight.
NC State Chancellor Randy Woodson said it was a day to remember the three young students for all they were, all they wanted to be, and what they could have been.
Tonight, we remember Razan, an amazing design student at NC State, an amazing breath of fresh air for the college and for that school. Yusr, an outstanding biology student at NC State, that was so excited, having only been married for 6 weeks, to begin her journey in the dental school here at Carolina. And Dia, if you've Medea, you know that this is a man that possessed the most amazing bear hug that you could ever experience.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told the crowd that he appeared before them with a broken heart. The mayor paid an emotional tribute to the victims and to the town he said they exemplified.
This community, this university, this town is a welcoming town. It's a compassionate town. It's a peace-loving town. I know this for at least three important reasons. Because the three souls we lost helped not only create but sustain that truth about who we are as a community.
Imam Abdullah Entepli, the chief representative for Muslim affairs at Duke University, said that in his 25 years of studying theology and philosophy, he's never read the passage in any book that could make sense of a tragedy like this. Still, he offered words of hope in troubled times.
Three cruel, hateful bullets snuffed out lives that were just coming to fruition. We cannot undo the hatred. We cannot undo the hate crime. We cannot undo the bullet. I hope we're able to leave here with the faith that at the end of the day, knowledge is somehow more luminous than ignorance. That justice is more beautiful than tyranny. And that most important lesson of all, that love is more divine than hatred.
Dia Barakat's brother Faris said he's comforted by his belief that the victims have gone to paradise, where they are elated and happy. He echoed the Imam's call for peace and tolerance here on earth.
If it is quite possible that this was an act based off of evil and a scared, ignorant man, do not let ignorance propagate in your life. Do not reply to ignorance with ignorance.
Chapel Hill couple Chris and Abby Fulton told WCHL that they came out to show support for the families of the victims.
Three people being brutally murdered so close to home.
Yeah.
It's
just so sad. It's like the least you can do is come out and say, this is horrifying. I'm here to say this is horrifying and to show you, like, I'm one among many who want to surround you with love from your community as much as possible.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
As university and town leaders gathered at UNC, a representative of Muslim Affairs at Duke University said the triple murder is another sign of rising tensions against Islam. For details, here is WCHL's Jeff Hamlin.
Chancellors from UNC, NC State, North Carolina Central, and two representatives from Duke University gathered for a press conference about the slayings of Dia Barakat, Yusuf Muhammad, and Razan Muhammad Abu Salah. UNC System President Tom Ross says the loss of students' lives is the most difficult thing for teachers to deal with.
I don't know of anything that is more difficult to experience than the loss of a young life, because there's so much hope and so many dreams that die with them. As educators, we see their hopes and dreams every day, and when we lose a young life, it hits really hard.
UNC Chancellor Carol Fold says the murders have brought college students from across the triangle together.
There are students from Chapel Hill, from all the schools that will be here. We also have busloads of students that are coming to us from Duke, from NCCU. Many students from NC State are coming here tonight, and we're going to try to do the same and go back and have another vigil at State tomorrow. And I think, again, this is not only what we want to do today, but we want that to be the path for how we work together on these really important issues about our future.
Abdullah Entepli, the chief representative of Muslim affairs at the Duke Islamic Studies Center, says local Muslims are scared because of what he feels is increasing anti-Muslim rhetoric.
That's absolutely the case. That rising anti-Islam and anti-Muslim sentiment in American society has revealed it's one of its ugliest faces over this incident.
And Tepoli says he received a number of phone calls from Muslim parents on Wednesday morning purely for their own safety and the safety of their children.
There are several hundred Muslim families in the greater Chapel Hill area, including myself. We didn't send our children to school today. We wanted to know what was going on. We wanted to find out more factual information on the ground. The sense of alienation, the sense of vulnerability, I cannot describe. The sense of hundreds of parents calling me, Duke University student parents, and the Chapel Hill community parents, is it safe to send my children to school?
Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHF.
Meanwhile, the Chapel Hill Police Department still maintained that the shooting was a result of an ongoing parking dispute between 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks and his neighbors. And at a press conference on Wednesday, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue attempted to ease tensions in our community.
This investigation is in its beginning stages. We recognize it's not very satisfying when we don't take questions right now, but we do not want to do anything to jeopardize what is shaping up to be a very strong investigation. I do think it's important for you to see us here today and see all of these partners here together. We recognize there is global interest in this story, and this is an important opportunity to reassure everyone and every community that we are going to exhaust every possible lead, use every resource we possibly can to be sure that this case comes to its appropriate conclusion. Our hearts go out to the families involved, and we will do our very best for you. Thank you.
You can hear a variety of interviews on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:16. More news coming up.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
Well, I'm Victoria Sylvester, and I'm the Vapor Girl. Well, when you're smoking, especially these days, you have to take such a large chunk out of your daily life. Most of the times, people smoke out of doors, so they have to leave what they're doing. When you do that, you're thinking about, when can I take my next smoking break? And you're kind of excited about, when will I be able to get out of here? What do I have to finish up in order to get out? Or, you know, where can I stop my work so I have enough time to take a smoking break? So you're thinking about it a lot. Then you have to worry about, like, oh, no, you know, let's say you're going to see your parents. You're still going to think, oh, my parents are going to disapprove of this. You know, I'll put the windows down or whatnot. No, I'm sorry, you still smell like cigarettes. You know, there's all that worry and there's guilt associated with it. And, you know, if you have children, do you smoke in front of them? You know, do you not? Do you pretend you don't do it? Not to mention at all the things having to do with your health. When I was a smoker, every single winter, I would get bronchitis. And I would basically have bronchitis all the way through the end of February. Many smokers experience this, you know, some even with a touch of pneumonia. Since I stopped smoking and began vaping, I haven't had bronchitis once. I haven't had any pneumonia. I think I've gotten a cold once. The phone number that we can be reached at the factory location, so 919-338-8182. I'm Victoria Sylvester, and I'm the Vapor Girl.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
WCHL News Time is 6:18. Callers reporting Tuesday's shooting told Orange County Emergency Dispatch they heard multiple gunshots and screams coming from the Finley Forest Department complex.
I think it was off of Summer Walk Circle in Finley Forest. I heard about 8 shots go off in an apartment. I don't know the number. More than one girl screaming. And then there was nothing. And then I heard about 3 more shots go off.
One caller said she was walking away from the Friday Center bus stop when she heard the shots. She hid behind a car during the shooting. The calls came in at 5:11 p.m. Chapel Hill Police released the 911 recordings on Wednesday afternoon. The death of 23-year-old Dia Barakat hit close to home at the Urban Ministries of Durham, where Barakat served as a volunteer. Urban Ministries Director of Development Brian Gilmer says Barakat offered his services to the needy only 2 weeks ago.
You know, he was a part of a group that's been a regular volunteer group here at Urban Ministries of Durham for many years, the Muslim Students Association at UNC Chapel Hill. And we know from his Facebook page that he was here with that group on January the 29th, and they set up tables outside our community cafe and handed out dental supplies and food to homeless people here in our parking lot.
The last Facebook page on Barakat's page showed him handing out supplies and food to over 75 homeless people in downtown Durham with the hashtag Downtown Smiles. Barakat frequently joined with the UNC Muslim Students Association to offer his services. Gilmer says the UNC Muslim Students Association has had an ongoing relationship with Urban Ministries.
They very often will hand out food and supplies to our clients, which is a wonderful way to serve. Urban Ministries of Durham welcomes groups from all faith traditions to come and serve here, and we have certainly Jewish and Christian and Muslim and Hindu groups represented here. So, but, you know, here's a place where, despite differences in cultural backgrounds that people may have, everyone's welcome and everyone can be of service, and people from all different walks of life can come together to make the community better.
Urban Ministries of Durham helps the poor and the homeless who aren't able to meet their daily needs for food. They shelter about 145 people each night and found homes for 289 people last year. WCHL News Time is 6:20. We'll take a break and tell you all about traffic and weather together this morning. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver, a traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic out there this morning, but again, I'll issue that caution that I had earlier this morning. And give yourself a little extra time to scrape your windshield. There is a little bit of frost out there that's probably on your windshield. It was on mine. You may have to let your defroster blow just a little bit, and that's going to take a little time to let your car warm up. But other than that, we don't know of any problems out there. Nikki Morse is in the newsroom. She'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. And if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro if you have any information you'd like to pass along. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, it looks like this, brought to you by Glass Half Full, 32 degrees right now, partly sunny, chance of sprinkles this afternoon, and again, a little bit of frost this morning, probably where you are. Breezy conditions later in the day, our high today about 48 degrees, and temperatures will fall into the low 40s during the afternoon hours. It's going to be very windy. In fact, tonight, with clear skies, cold temperatures, lows down around 17, wind gust up to 35 miles per hour this evening. That means that wind chill values will be set at about 5 degrees. So it's going to seem even colder than it is. And Friday, partly sunny and cooler with a high in the middle 30s. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right at the heart of downtown Carboro. Online at glasshalffullcarboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. 6:22 at WCHL, continuing our coverage of that tragic story. Our community is still coming to grips with the shooting death of three Muslim students on Tuesday night in Chapel Hill. WCHL got reaction on Franklin Street on Wednesday afternoon.
I'm Nick Brenner. I am a senior at UNC, originally from outside of Chicago.
It's a horrible tragedy. I think it'll be good to see how the community responds to it, and like the solidarity that the students and the other members of our community can show for the victims and their families.
Stephanie Spain. I'm kind of still in shock that this happened like so close. It's just like when it hits at home, it just feels so surreal.
Christina Red, originally from Phoenix City, Alabama, and I'm a senior at UNC.
I think for our community, it really shows that this is an act of violence. This is a hate crime. And the fact that it is a hate crime so close to our campus and so close to the Chapel Hill community, it's not in Ferguson, it's not in Palestine, it's not in New York, it's not in Atlanta, it's here at home.
My name's Amy Kalinowski. I'm a senior here. I'm a bio major from Greenville, North Carolina.
It's really unfortunate that a death and a horrific tragedy has to happen before us humans, us Americans, us Carolinians have respect for our fellow man and realize that we need to have more respect and more appreciation for each other before a tragedy like this happens again and to prevent something like this happening again.
I'm Niall Iverson. I'm from Iowa City, Iowa. I'm interested to see the motives when they come out. I know there's some discussion about, obviously, it being a hate crime or any other, you know, religiously charged motives, but I think it's important to spread awareness that, you know, this religion is like any other, and it teaches peace, and it's great, and, you know, just because a few individuals happen to be radical shouldn't affect our image of the religion as a whole.
Obviously, there was a lot of wind blowing when we were getting those comments. Service today is also going to be a big day in Chapel Hill for another reason. Services for legendary UNC basketball head coach Dean Smith are being held today. The family will have a private church service. The university asked the public to respect the family's wishes regarding today's private church service, as space will be very limited. The University of North Carolina will celebrate the life of Coach Dean Smith during a public memorial service at 2 p.m. on Sunday, February 22nd in the Dean Smith Center. The public, fans, and all who cared about Coach Smith are invited to attend that event. It's 6:25, and time now for the Osgood File.
So remarkable how well so many of them are able to adjust to a life without sight. Still, there are certain tasks that would be impossible for them to do without some help. And now there's a smartphone app that can bring that help to the palms of their hands. Our CBS News colleague, Begad Shabbat, went to Reseda, California to learn about it.
45-year-old Julian Vargas can find his way just about anywhere. He's been blind most of his life and enjoys being independent, but says there are moments when he and others who are visually impaired need help.
When we're trying to get some information or detail that's only available visually, we'll joke around and say, God, if I only had a pair of eyes I could borrow right now.
A new free app for smartphones called Be My Eyes aims to solve that problem.
We'll tell you how after this. You know she deserves the very best for Valentine's, a beautiful bouquet of roses that will really wow her. But time is running out. So if you haven't ordered your Valentine's roses yet, now is the time to do it. And the place to go is 1-800-Flowers.com. Take it from me, their roses will make her smile. So don't settle for less and don't wait any longer. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special last-minute offer since you listened to the Osgood File. Today only, order 18 multicolored roses for just $29.99. That's a gorgeous bouquet of 18 multicolored roses for only $29.99. But this offer is available today only, and only while supplies last. Deliveries can still make it in time, but hurry. Order now, before it's too late. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the page and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. Begad Shaban, how does the Be My Eyes app help blind people?
The app uses a phone's camera and microphone to get the blind instantly connected to sighted volunteers like Elvira Medina. Since the app launched last month, Medina has helped blind users locate medicine, figure out expiration dates, and even shop for their favorite orange juice.
That one has no pulp.
Okay, that's what I want.
Okay, perfect.
According to the app's website, bemyeyes.org, more than 128,000 volunteers have signed up to help so far. Elvira Medina is glad she did.
This app is actually something that is helping people, and in such a small scale, but means so much.
Julian Vargas is glad she did, too, and he's grateful to her and to all the other volunteers as well. Begad Shaban asked him,
what are these volunteers giving you? They're giving us sometimes what we need the most at that given second, a pair of eyes.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane McPherson, Cedars Charter member since 2004. Here's what Jane had to say.
I have friends at all the local retirement communities, and they are most impressed with the fact that here at the Cedars, we have a car and driver at our disposal. But what I want to talk about now is financial stability, which we take very seriously here at the Cedars. People of our generation are conservative about how they treat the money they have earned. We don't like debt, either for ourselves individually or when we buy into a place. It goes against our values. It is a unique feature that the Cedars is entirely debt-free. Everything we pay goes toward our care and sustenance. Not a penny goes for debt service or interest on loans. And that is a major reason why the Cedars has been the right choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates 1 year at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all insurance claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Join Orange Literacy for its annual Writers for Readers event on February 17th at 6 p.m. at the Friday Center.
Come and enjoy a lively conversation moderated by Daniel Wallace with writers Benjamin Cheever, Rafael Iglesias, and Robert Rubin. They'll discuss being the children of writers, their own acclaimed works, and the importance of literacy.
To purchase tickets, visit www.orangeliteracy.org or call 919-914-5163. Thank you, WCHL, for caring literacy in our community.
Good morning. It is 6:30. It is 32 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit chilly this morning and a little bit frosty out there. It's going to be partly sunny today. Chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. We'll get up to about 48 degrees, and then the temperatures will fall gradually into the low 40s by the end of the afternoon. It's going to be windy also later on in the day, and some really strong winds coming for tonight. Tonight mostly clear and colder, low temperature around 17, but the winds are going to be blowing really hard. We'll have gusts up to 35 miles per hour this evening, which means wind chill values really down there at about 5 degrees above. On Friday, partly sunny and cooler with a high only in the middle 30s, and it's going to be a windy day on Friday as well, with very cool temperatures in the morning. So everybody just be aware that it's going to be very cold, and you might need to frost your or scrape your windshield just a little bit this morning.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
And now there's an agreement to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine starting this weekend through an interpreter, Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We had to work with the circumstances we had, and we have been able to agree on a lot of things. The first thing is a ceasefire starting at midnight on the 15th of February.
Which is this Sunday. Sky's Sam Kiley says as this deal was reached,
the American hint that they may arm the Ukrainians with lethal weapons has gone away for now, and that means that an escalation in terms of the international scale of this conflict has been avoided.
Sky's Stuart Ramsey in Minsk has more details on the impending ceasefire.
That involves a demilitarized zone, the withdrawal of heavy weapons, the eventual removal of all foreign fighters in the area, a change of the constitution in some of that eastern part of Ukraine.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 32 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a cold day. We do expect maybe a little precipitation later on in the day as well, but the prevailing thought today is going to be cold and windy, especially when it comes to tonight. We'll go down into the teens. Families are grieving after the tragic shooting on Tuesday in Chapel Hill. Three Muslim college students were shot and killed. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks has been arrested, and he's charged with three counts of murder. Police say the motive from their preliminary investigation points to an ongoing dispute over parking, although many people think it's a hate crime. More information is being released by Chapel Hill Police following the shooting that left those three students dead on Tuesday evening. 911 calls from the scene were released earlier on Tuesday afternoon.
Orange County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
This is Finley Forest. I was getting dropped off from the bus stop from the Friday Center, and I walked the back way into the neighborhood, and as I was going around the...
Finley Forest Drive, ma'am?
I'm not sure. I think it was off of Summer Walk Circle in Finley Forest. I heard about eight shots go off in an apartment. I don't know the number. About three girls, or at least more than one girl screaming. And then there was nothing. And then I heard about three more shots go off. And I've never heard gunshots before like that.
Another caller reported nearly a dozen gunshots and multiple screams.
Orange County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi there. I'm walking through the Finley Forest apartment complex in Chapel Hill, and I just heard gunshots. I don't know what building it came from, but I heard kids screaming.
How long did you hear it?
Probably 30 seconds ago.
Okay, how many shots did you hear?
Multiple. I mean, at least between 5 and 10, I would say. But I didn't see anything. I mean, I just heard it, and was close enough I could hear kids screaming.
When you say the screaming, were they screaming words, or...?
No, just screaming, and it was multiple voices.
Those are the 911 calls released by police. Three Muslim college students were shot and killed. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks, as we said, has been arrested and charged with three counts of murder. The shooting occurred at Finley Forest on Summer Walk Circle, not far from the Friday Center. Chapel Hill police technically have jurisdiction over that investigation, but the court proceedings will go forward in Durham County Court. A press conference was held yesterday with Durham District Attorney Roger Eccles, U.S. Attorney Ripley Rand, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, Abdullah Antible, Director of Muslim Affairs at Duke University. Rand says his office is serving in an advisory role.
There have been a number of comments made on social media, both here in North Carolina and throughout the world. There's been a lot of reporting about this. I did want to make sure that folks knew that based on all the information that our office and that law enforcement has at this time, that the events of yesterday are not part of a targeted campaign against Muslims in North Carolina or anything other than an individual event that occurred. We don't have any information that this is part of an organized effort against Muslims, and I did want to address some comments made on social media about that and to make sure that people know that this appears at this point to have been an isolated incident. I'll now turn it over to Chief Blue to make comments as well.
As you heard from Mr. Rand, this investigation is in its beginning stages. We recognize it's not very satisfying when we don't take questions right now, but we do not want to do anything to jeopardize what is shaping up to be a very strong investigation. I do think it's important for you to see us here today and see all of these partners here together. We recognize there is global interest in this story, and this is an important opportunity to reassure everyone and every community that we are going to exhaust every possible lead, use every resource we possibly can to be sure that this case comes to its appropriate conclusion. Our hearts go out to the families involved, and we will do our very best for you. Thank you.
My name is Imam Abdullah Antepti, Muslim chaplain at Duke University. I don't speak on behalf of anyone, any institution or the family, but I speak as an informed member of the local Muslim community. I am in touch with the law enforcement officials whom I have full trust, as well as several members of the family. And I just came from UNC campus where Chancellor Folt had an hour meeting with the members of the Muslim Student Association on campus. It's a sad day. It's a very tragic day. Regardless of the motivation of this murder, I think the first thing to be said is the deep condolences to Muhammad and the Barakat family. At this point, investigation is undergoing, and I hope anybody and everybody will trust the system and will refrain from any statement or action to jump into any kind of conclusion. This may or may not be a hate crime, personal speaking, because there are evidence in either direction at this point. But saying either this way or that way will be only unhelpful, and it will increase the tension already exist. Both law enforcement as well as the UNC officials deeply respectful and admirably acknowledging the vulnerable and sensitive situation of the Muslim community, and they have been extremely helpful and respectful in that regard. I hope as a community, as a North Carolinians, we will turn this into a moment of grief, as well as support and solidarity with one another. Thank you very much.
At that press conference yesterday, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue attempted to ease tensions in our community.
This investigation is in its beginning stages. We recognize it's not very satisfying when we don't take questions right now, but we do not want to do anything to jeopardize what is shaping up to be a very strong investigation. I do think it's important for you to see us here today and see all of these partners here together. We recognize there is global interest in this story, and this is an important opportunity to reassure everyone and every community that we are going to exhaust every possible lead, use every resource we possibly can to be sure that this case comes to its appropriate conclusion. Our hearts go out to the families involved, and we will do our very best for you. Thank you.
Suzanne Barakat delivered a statement from her family on Wednesday afternoon following the death of her brother, his wife, and sister-in-law.
6 weeks ago, I cried tears of joy at my baby brother's wedding. Today, we are crying tears of unimaginable pain over the execution-style murders of my brother, Dia, his bride, Yusuf, and her younger sister and best friend, Razan. Zuya, at 23, a second-year dental student at UNC, was well known for his all-inclusive kindness, lightheartedness, dedication to community service, love for basketball, and anything Steph Curry. Yusuf, 21, who was on track to join him at UNC Dental in the fall, matched his gentle demeanor, had a calming presence, and she and Leah found in one another a kindred spirit. Razan, at only 19, was tremendously gifted, studying architecture, incredibly creative, giving, generous, and a loyal friend. They were gems of their community and left a lasting impression on the people around them. They inspired us. They served as role models to the youth. We ask that you celebrate the memories of our family members. We are still in a state of shock and will never be able to make sense of this horrendous tragedy. We appreciate your concerns and the outpouring of love and support from our neighbors, student community, and the community at large. We ask that the authorities investigate these senseless and heinous murders as a hate crime. We also ask that you respect our privacy during this difficult time. Thank you. We will not be taking questions.
Again, that is Suzanne Barakat delivering a statement from her family yesterday. As everyone knows, thousands of people fill the pit at the university on a chilly Wednesday evening to pay tribute to those three young persons who were gunned down the day before in Chapel Hill, allegedly over a parking dispute. That's what police say is the motive behind the shootings, but a lot of people understandably think that it was a hate crime. Police caution everyone against jumping to conclusions. The investigation, of course, continues and will continue for certainly days, weeks, and months. It is 641 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll have today's commentary on the way from Brian Thornburg. And a lot more. We'll have Nikki Morse talking about traffic in just a few minutes as well on WCHL.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels!
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I love a mystery. A compelling story that slowly resolves, clue by clue, to keep you on the edge of your seat until the thrilling conclusion. But there's a mystery in North Carolina that isn't compelling. It's actually frustrating and concerning, but it is keeping us on the edge of our seats. Back in January, UNC System President Tom Ross was either fired or forced to resign by the Board of Governors. It's not clear which. So why the need to change? Board Chair John Fenebresk praised Ross up and down and ruled out Ross's age, worth ethic, etc. as possible clues for the move. When asked about a possible political motive, Mr. Fenebresk hedged and never said yes or no. Over the last few gerrymandered years, the makeup of the board has swung from a balance of D's and R's to nearly all Republican. Mr. Ross is a known Democrat, though moderately so. Could it be that former budget director Art Pope wants to control the UNC system? He's been behind the budget cuts for all public education. He's been critical of UNC, and there are enough clues to think he'd like to steer UNC in the opposite direction. I believe William Friday, Frank Porter Graham, and yes, even Dean Smith would be aghast at this prospect. For the record, Mr. Pope hasn't publicly stated that he's not seeking the job. That clue may be true, but even Sherlock Holmes would tell you that he hasn't said that he wouldn't take the job if it were offered. So how will this mystery end? Like Sherlock said, the game is afoot. I don't know about you, but I've seen enough clues that I'm on the edge of my seat, but the conclusion sure doesn't feel like it'll be thrilling. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Good morning. It's 645 WCHL. Thanks for being with us this morning. I'm Ron Stutz, and now we're going to take a look at your traffic and weather together on WCHL. And Nikki Morse is here. Nikki, what's happening in traffic this morning?
Well, no reports of any accidents so far this morning, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard just beginning to pick up as you approach Manning Drive, and 40 eastbound still in pretty good shape if you have to head out to RTP or the airport from 86 out through 540. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
Exactly.
Traffic is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 32 degrees right there at the freezing point. You got a little frost out there this morning, so please give yourself a little extra time. It's going to be partly sunny today. Chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. Breezy. High today in the upper 40s. Temperatures will fall gradually into the low 40s by the afternoon. It's going to be windy this afternoon. And then tonight, the winds will really kick up. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, low down around 17 degrees. Wind gust up to 35 miles per hour this evening. Wind chill values as low as 5 above. On Friday, partly sunny and cooler with high in the middle 30s. And wind gust up to 20 miles per hour today. Wind chill values as low as 4 above tomorrow morning. Tonight, or tomorrow night rather, partly cloudy and cold with a low around 18. In case you're wondering about your weekend, it's going to be partly sunny on Saturday. Not as cool with a high in the upper 40s. And then on Sunday, we're looking at breezy and continued cool. So a cool weekend, no question about that. Everybody may as well go ahead and get used to that because it's going to be cold for a while and the wind's going to be blowing. That's the thing that's going to make it seem even worse. With the way the wind blows. My goodness. 647 at WCHL. And coming up next, we'll get to Inside Carolina Basketball.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, Woo! And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by Mad,
mothers against drunk driving.
Three Tar Heels, Marcus Page, Kennedy Meeks, and Bryce Johnson, currently average scoring in double figures. Freshman Justin Jackson is just outside that mark at 9.9 points per game. Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams thinks Jackson, one of three freshmen along with Theo Pinson and Joel Berry on this year's team, has done well in his first season with the Heels.
Justin has really adjusted extremely well, extremely well. He's a lot quieter than Theo and quieter than Joel, but they pick on him. He picks on them. I mean, he's a pleasant person to be around, period.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Jackson was homeschooled in high school, but the jump in competition level to college hasn't been a major shock to his system.
It's been a challenge for him, but he's really done very well in the classroom. He's a likable kid. His teammates like him. The practice is a little different. He's been exposed enough to the tough competition with the summer travel teams and those kind of things, too.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Listen to vital health information provided in a comforting manner with Your Health, hosted by Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page of UNC Family Medicine. Is music more your scene? Enjoy live performances by Americana singer-songwriters from the Pittsboro Roadhouse, hosted by award-winning singer-songwriter Tokyo Rosenthal. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It's 6:52 WCHL, and Freddie Cogger and I, you know, joke around a lot when we do the trivia question every morning, and this is a day that we don't really feel like joking a whole lot, so we're going to have a trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow morning, as always, but going to skip it this morning if you don't mind. I will wish a few folks a happy birthday. We have a lot of celebrities celebrating today. Baseball Hall of Famer sportscaster Joe Garagiola is 89. Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell, 81 years old today. Actor Joe Don Baker, 79. Author Judy Blume, 77. Actress Maude Adams turned 70 today. Actor Michael Ironside is 65. Michael McDonald, 63 years old today, ironically, has a strong resemblance to Brian Thornburg, or maybe it's the other way around. But Michael McDonald is a solo artist and sang with the Doobie Brothers for a long time. Actress Joanna Kern, 62 years old today. Actor talk show host Arsenio Hall, 59. Actor Josh Brolin turns 47 today. Singer Chyna Phillips, 47. She's Michelle Phillips' daughter. Actress Christina Ricci, 35 years old today. And NFL quarterback Robert Griffin III is 25 years old today. And a litany of injuries since he's been in the NFL. Otherwise, he would be having a lot better career than he's having so far. A couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Madeline Jefferson has a birthday, as does Jared Resnick. Happy birthday to you both. 6:53 WCHL. As I mentioned, no trivia question this morning, and there will be no clean joke today, and we'll do our best to bring you all the news that has come out of the tragedy on Tuesday, the awful
occurrence. It happened with three people being gunned down. Thousands of people filled the pit at UNC on a chilly Wednesday evening, paying tribute to three young Muslim college students who were gunned down the day before in Chapel Hill, allegedly over a parking dispute. Many, however, say they believe 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks committed a hate crime. We have the full story on last night's vigil coming up at the beginning of our next newscast this morning at 7:06 from Danny Hooley. You will also hear the comments of Craig Stephen Hicks' wife, who had a press conference of her own yesterday. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck. And, of course, there are other comments from the sister of one of those victims. 23-year-old Dia Shadi Barakat is one of the students who was killed in Tuesday night's shooting. And he was a second-year dental student at UNC. And we even have a promotional video that you can hear. Of course, being radio and not TV, you can't see it, but you can certainly hear it. That's coming up as well in just a few minutes. And our whole community has come together in so many ways, and we all have so many questions. And it's just been really not a good time at all. Also, we will have our WCHL hometown hero in just a moment here. First of all, I just wanted to tell you that Orange County has a special event coming up very soon. It is the 17th annual Orange County Agricultural Summit to be held on the 16th. That is Sunday from, or Monday rather, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's next Monday. Register, visit orangecountync.gov. And Town Hall Grill is located in Southern Village. Town Hall Grill is the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Town Hall Grill in Southern Village. It's 6:55.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Don Ayler is a distinguished professor of music at the university. He's a clarinetist, a chamber musician, and a conductor. He's an accomplished professor at Carolina, but today we're honoring him as our WCHL hometown hero because of his work with mentoring and leading the Chapel Hill Philharmonia.
The Chapel Hill Philharmonia is a totally community-based organization. We've been here on campus actually for 32 years.
Wow.
And it's an organization that is really of the community. It's organic in its growth because it started with members of the university faculty, music faculty, and community members to get together and do some reading and enjoy the best of the repertoire for the orchestra. And now it's grown to an organization of about 80. Mm-hmm. And we traditionally give 4 concerts each year. This year in our February concert has traditionally been an opportunity to really celebrate our relationship with the university and to promote and give our members of the orchestra an opportunity to shine outside of the orchestra.
For Don Ayler, the Chapel Hill Philharmonia is a labor of love, and he always gets excited to tell folks about it.
I do. It is a labor of love, but I tell you, it's an opportunity for me each week to stand in front of a terrific group of people. And I have to tell you, these folks are good. They play for the love of it. That's what Philharmonia means. They really work at this, and I feel I can really go after them. Sorry, folks. But I can because they respond, and they really are a wonderful orchestra. I just can't say enough about the people in this group.
If this makes any sense, you may know some of these musicians. You just don't know it.
These are your teachers, your doctors, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, people you see on Franklin Street. I mean, they come from a bit further out. They come from around the Triangle area. And you know, the Triangle area is just a very rich cultural area, mm-hmm. especially in the performing arts. I mean, we can go on and on about all the wonderful orchestras that come to the area through various means. And we have an award-winning student orchestra on campus. But the Philharmonia is truly the only totally community orchestra. These people actually pay to play. There's a little bit of a fee, a donation fee that they play to take care of our funds. And they are good, I got to tell you.
Want to find out more about the Chapel Hill Philharmonia?
Just type in Chapel Hill Philharmonia and you will come up with us, and all the information will be right there.
He's an award-winning music professor at Carolina, and he's music director of Chapel Hill Philharmonia because he loves it. Don Ayler, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, on the shot clock.
Like most people in Chapel Hill, I love Spanky's. Sure, I love the historic setting, especially during the excitement of game days and the cool caricatures. But the thing that keeps me coming back time and again is the Spanky's Burger. When I start thinking about dinner at my desk at 2 p.m., I think about prime beef, ground fresh daily by Cliff's Meat Market in Carrboro.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Spanky's. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit SpankysRestaurant.com for menus and reservations.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out NCAPA.org.
31 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and we look for a high today of about 48 degrees, and then the temperatures will fall gradually throughout the afternoon. It's going to be very breezy. There's a slight chance of sprinkles. Cold tonight, low 17, and strong wind at 7 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This